of the public hearing, so I want to make sure that that gets recorded as well. With that, this concludes the public hearing portion of the meeting. The commission will now proceed to its agenda. For that, we need a motion to approve the minutes from the July 13th, 2022 meeting.
This is Gary Bullock. I'll move that we approve the minutes from the July 13th, 2022 meeting.
I have a motion from Gary, second.
This is Art. I'll second it.
Second from Art. Any other discussion to the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes from July 13th, 2022, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. With that, I would like to, before we move to Ross and let him present the changes that he's about to make, I would like to just say publicly that I want to thank all of our committees, advisory committees that we have on the commission, but specifically the Mechanical Advisory Committee, who was tasked with reviewing the energy provisions of the code, and specifically to Kevin, to Ross, to Brent Ersenbach for coming together. I think when we're talking about things like this, when nobody gets exactly what they wanted, maybe you've come to a good spot. And I think that's where everybody got as they discussed this. So I want to tell everybody that was involved, thank you for your participation. And I really do think it makes a difference having everybody involved. So with that, thank you. Is there anything from the commission before we hear what Ross has to say, and then we'll move on to agenda item number four? Anybody from the commission have anything they'd like to say at this point? Hearing none. Ross, I'm going to turn it over to you. Go ahead.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Unless you want to run through these again, it's no new information. It's everything that we've already discussed throughout the time. I just want it as part of the record for the public commission. So long as we've got it, that it can be entered in writing, I'm fine. It would take a lot of time, and again, it's absolutely nothing new.
Okay, Sherry, that will be included in writing, and if he submits it, that would be included in writing in the report.
Yeah.
Have you submitted that yet, Ross? Have you emailed?
Yeah, I sent it in, but it was late yesterday, so you guys may not have seen it.
But all I got was part of Title 15A that you highlighted in yellow with no explanations for why it was highlighted in yellow.
Should have had the explanations. I'll resend it. You should have had one with all the explanations. I'll resend you one and make sure it's got the explanation, Sharon.
Okay.
Thank you.
CC me on that, Ross, as well?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you, Ross. Let's move to agenda item four, make a recommendation for the Business and Labor Interim Committee. Do I have any discussion based on the public comments that were made for the commission? Not hearing any. Just to reiterate again, the amount of time and effort that went in from all the advisory committees, including the Uniform Building Code Commission, on reviewing the code and working with the interested parties. I feel like we made some hard decisions, but we came to a good spot. That being said, I would either entertain further discussion or a motion on the recommendation.
Tom, this is Carl. I'd like to make a motion that we send the current amendment proposal to the Labor and Intern Committee for the legislature's consideration.
I'll second.
I have a motion by Carl, a second by Scott. Is there any discussion in the motion to approve the recommendation we've made to move forward to the Business and Labor Interim Committee? Hearing no discussion, I will call a vote. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Any opposed to that motion, say nay.
Nay.
Steve Daly voted nay. Any other nays that I missed? Hearing none, that motion would pass. With that, that concludes our agenda for today. Is there anything else from the commission that we would need to discuss? Not hearing any, I would like to tell everyone thank you, specifically Sharon, for her monumental and diligent work in putting this together. We really appreciate all that she has done. Not enough thanks can be said to her. So with that, Sharon had a comment.
Yeah. You do, the appeals hearing that was scheduled for today has been postponed. So you will be holding a meeting on September 14th. And that meeting will be nothing but as an appeals, you will act as the appeals hearing board.
So that's September 14th is the last day of the International Code Council's annual conference where a few of us will not be here.
I don't.
Okay. Just.
So Tom, as long as we have a quorum.
Okay. The chair will be here. You guys have a vice chair. So Josh can handle that.
I don't know that this has ever been done before. I don't recall the commission meeting as an appeals board, but as far as I know, it's still moving forward.
I know that it has happened once and the commission voted to not take a stance, not issue an opinion, an official opinion on it with the fire sprinkler issue in Casey Barweiler brought to the commission.
But was it a city that... This is you're being an appeals board for a city.
Right. Okay, we have a meeting September 14th. Please plan on being there. I can already tell you that I won't be. I'll be in Louisville, but
so Tom, I had a question for Deborah and Stephen. I'm trying to find out how did the person did we get hacked or how did the person get the ability to share what he did?
They had the ability to present information somehow. Yeah, they hacked it. They weren't invited. I'm not sure how it happened.
Okay. I was just wondering. I didn't know if there was a way to limit people being able to present unless they're given authorization to keep that from happening in the future.
Right. I'm actually going to look into that.
Okay. Sorry, Tom.
No, that's understandable. The problem with having a public hearing is you don't always know who you're inviting into the meeting, and we feel like we have to invite everybody and just maybe look on how we can stop people from presenting unless they're given that opportunity.
On Zoom, sorry, I know on Zoom you can, when you do like a presentation or a meeting, you can make those settings where I don't think you can on Google Meets as easily. So just wanted to point that out.
We will look into that and appreciate everybody's comments. With that, I'm entertaining the motion.
I wanted to say one other thing before we get through that. Sorry, I wanted to apologize to Ross that happened during his comments. People may not really, it doesn't, you know, people may not agree with everybody's comments, but for somebody to come up on screen and do that just because you don't agree with somebody's comments is completely unacceptable. And it's not the way we want things to happen, Ross. So I'm sorry that it happened to you.
I think we all agree.
Yep.
Anyway, sorry, I'm done, Tom.
Thank you, Trent. With that, I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
I'll second it.
Second from Orianne. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Hearing none. Thank you, everyone.